Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmarts4u.com. Today's show is your show. You sent me questions that you wanted answers to, so we will cover automotive issues, student loans, saving money around your home, taxes, and apps for keeping track of your money. Just an added note, I'm sitting here in a dentist office while my husband's having dental surgery, and the tip that I will share with everyone today is floss and brush your teeth on a regular basis. It will save you thousands of dollars down the line. The first question today comes from Susan S. in Topeka, Kansas. Susan asks, I'm a freshman in college, and this is my first winter in snow country. We've had a few snowstorms so far this year, and my car worked okay, but I don't know what I need to do to take care of it. Can you help? Susan, thank you for your question. Sounds like you've been lucky so far. Remember this anagram, REBOT, stands for radiator, engine, battery, oil, and tires. Check your radiator for the proper antifreeze for the temperature where you live. If your car came from Southern California, South Texas, or Florida, then you may need to replace the antifreeze with one that is designed for colder, below-freezing climates. You may need to get an engine warmer that allows you to plug in your engine so it will keep warm and keep the oil from turning to frozen sludge. The oil needs to flow to be able to lubricate the engine parts when it's running. If your car is kept in a warm garage overnight, this may not be an issue, but you may want to check with your local AAA office to get the name of a qualified car mechanic that can help you with this, or contact the local dealership for the make and model of your car. Check your battery to make sure the cells have fluid in them and that it is not more than 7 years old. When it's cold, it takes a bit more power to start your engine, and your battery works harder. If your battery is old, you may want to replace it so you don't end up in a dark parking lot with your car not starting after hours of studying on campus. Make sure you change your oil every 3,000 miles or as often as the manual states. Make sure your oil reservoir is properly full with the right kind of oil for your car, your driving style, and your climate. Lastly, if you find that you're driving on snow and ice a great deal, then you may need to get a set of snow tires for your vehicle in the winter. Sometimes winter tires made with a compound that stays soft when it is cold outside can work well too. Chains can also be affixed to your ordinary tires, but they have their limitations. Best of all, limit driving in extreme conditions. If you have to commute or drive long distances in snowy, wintry weather, then make sure you have a kit in your car that includes a blanket, fresh water, flares, energy or snack bars, a scraper, flashlight, cell phone charger or extra battery, and an old school paper map of the area where you're traveling. Thank you, Susan, for your question. Hope this helps. Our second question is from John L. from Helotes, Texas, and he asks, my son is a junior in high school this year, and he wants to apply to college next year. To do that, he will have to take out student loans. I've heard so much about kids taking on too much debt and then can't pay it off after they get their degrees. Is there any good way to take out a student loan? I'm glad you asked that, John. Loans that are made by the United States Department of Education are eligible for income-based repayment, or IBR. The IBR terms state that borrowers now are required to pay only 10% of their income per month towards their loan repayment for a maximum of 20 years. If the loan is repaid prior to 20 years, then their obligation is complete. If they have not been able to pay off the loan in 20 years, then the remainder of the loan is forgiven, but there are some tax consequences for the portion that is forgiven. Another feature of the IBR program, which your son must make the effort to enroll in, because it's not automatic when he takes out the loan, is that if, after he graduates, he works in public service jobs, that is for the government or in the nonprofit world, then after 10 years of work, his loan balance will be eliminated. There have been changes in the law in 2007 and then again in 2010, so stay up to date on any changes by going to the website www.studentloans.gov. The more familiar you and your son are with the forms that need to be completed before he applies to college, including the free application for federal student aid, known as FAFSA, and the way the loans work, the better decisions you and your son will make when the time comes to pay for college. Annie B. from Austin, Texas, sent in a question about taxes. Last year, I inherited some stocks from my great aunt, which paid me income. How do I handle this income on my tax return when I file it? Whether you file your taxes yourself, use a tax preparer, or an accountant, you will have to wait for the 1099 form to be sent to you in the mail. This form usually is sent at the end of January and by law is to be received by you by February 2nd. Sometimes the mail is slow, so give it a week or two after that date before you contact the financial services firm, broker, or bank that is issuing it to you to request another copy. Hopefully you won't have to do that. Once you have the 1099 form, it tells you whether the income you've received is dividends or interest, if the dividends are qualified dividends or not, and the amounts you need to put in which space on your tax return or tax organizer form. Thank you for the very timely question, Annie. Here's one that may appeal to those of you living in the drought-stricken areas of California and Texas. Manuel G. of Modesto, California asks, my family wants to do the right thing by using less water during this drought, but we also want to maintain the value of our home. There's talk that high water users will soon be paying even higher fees for water. How can we cut our water bill, avoid overages, and save the value of our house? What a great question. Manuel, there are three things you can do. Let's start inside the house with showering. One, when you're waiting for the water to get hot or for the hot water to get to your shower or bath, collect it in a bucket, plastic jug, or plastic trash can that you can then take outside to water your trees. You can do this anywhere in your house where you would let the water run in order to get hot water. Since trees need the most water of any of the plants you have in your landscape, and they add the most value to your property, use the water for the trees. Two, while showering, practice the method used in Spain for years. Rinse, turn off the water. Using a shower loofah or sponge, which gives you great bubbles and exfoliates your skin, wash your entire body, then rinse, turn off the water. Lather up your hair, then rinse again. You will be surprised by how much water you save if you and every member of your family follows the Spanish shower routine. Three, if you've been watering your landscape plants every day, then wean your plants off a daily watering schedule. It makes the root system shallow and weakens the plant. To do so, follow this schedule. Water every 3 days for 1 week. Then, for a two-week period, water once every week. After that, water once every 10 days. Then, move on to watering only every 2 weeks. If you pay attention to the weather and you have a rain gauge to keep track of natural water falling from the sky, you may not have to water your plants at all during the fall, winter, and spring when there is usually more rain. If you have an automatic sprinkler system, then it is recommended to run your system once a month on a short or test cycle to keep the valves functioning properly. That will save you money on having the sprinkler people come to do repairs. If you have money in your budget, you can also invest in water collection cisterns, allowing you to collect water from your roof when it does rain and use that water for landscape irrigation later when needed. What are the best money management apps for me to use on my phone? Is the question from Kanisha Z in Houston, Texas. This is a tough question, Kanisha. Everyone has different needs and responds differently to digital input, so I will share a few of the free apps with you. Before you take a look at these apps yourself, consider what your own needs are. Do visual representations of money you spend, like charts and graphs, make it easier for you to know where you're financially? Do you want to keep track of what you spend each day in an easy way so that you can stay within your budget? Do you want it to interface with a desktop version that you use so annual tax filing is easier? Do you travel a lot for business and need to make expense reports a breeze to complete? And do you want to keep track of your credit cards and need an easy way to do so? Or are you looking for a way to limit how much you spend each month, like having a rev limiter on your cash outlay and credit card spending? Okay, so here it goes. If you want an app for iOS or Android that helps you with budgeting and syncs your bank, investment, and card info for a total look at your financial picture, then consider Mint from Mint.com for a personal finance app. It acts a bit like a desktop version of its sister programs, Quicken and QuickBooks, which makes sense since Intuit, the company that offers those software programs for desktops, developed it. If you need something that helps you track your bills, avoid late charges, and know your account balance, as well as schedule payments and track your monthly spending, then you might try the app called Check. It's also available in iOS and Android. If you want to track the money coming in and going out each month, basically your cash flow, then consider Level Money, also available on both platforms. It can help you stay within the budget you set for yourself, telling you what you can spend each day and what you have left for the month. Another thing you might want to consider is a new card called Akimbo. It was developed by a member of a banking family, and basically it allows you to load up money and then have that money available to spend each month. The only fees you pay are ATM fees and small fees at stores and vendors and people that might charge a fee for using a debit card. That allows you basically to know exactly how much money you have to spend, and it basically is when it's empty, you can't spend any more money. Makes you feel a little insecure, but it's something that might really keep you on track. One everyone may want to consider and add to their funds is BillGuard, which tracks spending and helps you view charges and balances on your credit and debit cards. In addition, if there are any unusual charges, it will notify you of it and allow you to act quickly to report it and help you get your money back. It also has a data breach feature that tells you if there's been, if you've been shopping at a place where there's been a data breach. For easy business travel expense reports, consider the free app for both iOS and Android called Concur. It allows you to photograph receipts, enter hotel and other travel charges, and submit expense reports right from the app. Pretty cool. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Next month, we're going to talk about love, all those things that you spend money on for love, like engagement rings, prenups, houses, and then babies. So there'll be a lot going on next month, and I hope you'll join us. If you have any questions or topics that you'd like to have discussed, please email me your questions to Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, you.com. And we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.